Kitted with Tribe on Radio 2000.
Well, indeed, it's time to kit you out. If you're an entrepreneur, or you think you are, you know someone who needs to start a business, even though perhaps it's not been in your eye line, the truth is we all need another income. So how do you do it, sir? How do you do it? How do you bring life to your business? Your gorgeous, great ideas don't always seem to become a reality when you think of how to bring it in to a reality and make it work. To join us in studio with this conversation is a young business, a success over 3 years, who's also received Business of the Year in 2016 award, an accolade from Loop.Joburg. We've got Chris Glass, director of this young company, in studio with us. Chris, welcome to Radio 2000. Good to have you in studio. Good morning.
Hi, Angela. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's great to actually be here. First time on radio, so also very interesting, very exciting.
Welcome to traditional media.
Yeah, from digital to traditional, I guess. Totally. We have to expand on everything.
So, particularly with being, I think, born in this digital age,
yes,
and as an entrepreneur, there's no way one cannot make it work, though there are obstacles and hurdles, and we're going to really 100%. Have traction on this conversation in this next half an hour.
Yes.
But let's look at you, Chris, as a young entrepreneur and as a director of a new company that's obviously, you know, working to encourage and establish and make other young businesses thrive.
Yes.
Why, or what was your inspiration? What got you started?
Okay, so it's a couple of things, but mainly, if you look at merging economies in Asia specifically, if you look across globally, and I'm sorry to go away from South Africa,
no, all good.
But if you look in Singapore and Japan, so what they've done is they've introduced entrepreneurship in their high school levels as a formal subject, straight through from the beginning of high school up until the end. And if you saw what that did to the economy and why it did what it did to the economy, that's what drove me to get involved in entrepreneurship. Because what they said, this is taking from a Singapore interview, is an entrepreneur creates jobs, not just walks into employment. So for me, it was that. I've always wanted to empower people and impact on people's lives. So I thought, what better way to impact and empower people than to create employment for not only myself, but other individuals as well.
So within this, though, I think the other nightmare an entrepreneur faces is a flurry of ideas and where to get started,
definitely,
and what to run with, right? The business you run now, is it different to perhaps the beginning ideas that you started off with?
100%. I think everybody always has that big idea, or that idea that they say is the next best thing. And it's the thing that will not only break the economy, but break the world. And, you know, it's great to have that. But I think the biggest thing is having that idea and converting the idea of a business into a viable commodity that actually runs in the economy. So for me personally, it was actually teaming up with other people to make that idea reality. So the biggest thing is getting that idea, finding people who have like-minded ideas, and then creating more of something that's viable together and making something concrete from the idea.
All right. So your idea basically, or your business, thrives on developing a space in its digital format for young businesses, right?
Yes.
All right. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay. So we are a digital and IT solutions company. So we've had the privilege of mentoring young individuals, which is quite interesting because when you give guidance to people that are similar age, same age, they already immediately look at you and they're like, wow, okay, so you're the director. And you're like, yeah, director, and then other people as well. So immediately they're taken aback because they immediately think that in order to get where we've gotten, you have to already be in the industry longer. But then when we work with them, we kind of get that understanding that we understand their mindset a lot better than the older generation will, because we can actually, we can relate to them on many levels. And what we do is we offer a range of digital and IT solutions. We do web development, app development, we do graphic design, social media, digital marketing, and various other digital components. Now, we work with corporate clients, small to medium businesses, as well as mentoring young individuals who are interested in actually pushing the digital and IT space.
All right, that is it is quite an age, and there's a generation gap. Definitely. It is necessary to have a digital presence, essentially. And you have a stronghold, or you've got like massive clients. And I like the fact that you're also mentor. Briefly, before we go into news headlines, Jumalani's waiting for us. Just briefly tell us about this kind of mentorship that takes place. It's easy to just, you know, throw the word around and say mentorship, but ideally to mentor is an incubation stage that is valid and necessary. But also time consuming.
Yes, 100%. Now, I'll touch on it a little bit more later. For me, mentorship is one of the three vital components of a successful entrepreneur, because it's something that you have to guide an entrepreneur, and not only an entrepreneur, but an individual coming from matric, for example, or somebody that's currently in matric, somebody that doesn't actually understand the workings of the economy and the challenges, the obstacles that come in that economy. Now, what we do with that mentorship is we not only guide them on how the economy works, but we also guide them on how you can actually make your idea something more and something viable that works in the economy.
Well, all right. If you want viability in your young business, get in on the conversation. You can send us a tweet at Radio2000ZA, hashtag Tribes on Facebook before 8 a.m. In studio guest is Chris Glass, who's the director of Loop Online. And we're talking entrepreneurship and really getting ready to thrive in a business through digital, digital information and through digital ownership of your ideas, bringing it to life and making it a working company. So, Chris, you'd established, I think, phenomenally that schools in Asia mostly, you named quite a few, bring in the idea of business entrepreneurship in high school, essentially. And that has really made it a difference on the economy at large. Now, we know our economy as South Africans is encouraged to develop SMEs, and also young entrepreneurs, because you feed back into the economy.
Yes, 100%. Right.
So it is critical. What do you think the biggest challenges are at the moment when it comes to companies starting and bringing their businesses to life?
Well, I think first and foremost, there's two things that immediately jump to mind. And I think that would be funding.
Right.
And I think that would be understanding the economy. Now, I know that's not the first thing that really pops into your mind, but trust me, understanding how business really works, because you can have a great idea and a great business model, but if you don't understand how business works specifically in, for example,
the South African economy,
then it's a very big challenge, because for us, we learned very vitally how to operate in the South African economy specifically and work around those obstacles and those challenges in a way that we found the most successful, that we could actually be a viable business in the South African economy. So I think definitely those are the two most important things.
Two big things. Okay, yes. I want to leave funding because I want to discuss that at large.
Yes.
But when it comes to the relevance of our local economy and in being in South Africa at the moment, what are the fundamentals we need to understand about our local economy?
Okay, well, if you look at, for example, the unemployment rate, I know it's jumping off a little bit maybe.
No, but it's relevant.
So unemployment is at 26.7% currently. Now, that already is a red flag, because if you compare us to other African countries, we're already higher than majority of African countries. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you now divulge even further into that stat, do you know that more than 50% of the youth in South Africa are currently unemployed?
That is huge.
So immediately, really massive. You need to now understand that you need to get the youth involved in your business some way, somehow, because the youth are the pillars of the future. And our pillars of our future are currently majority sitting at home, unemployed, looking for something to do, but they don't know how to do it, where to do it. So we want to introduce something that gives the youth that basis of, okay, this is what I'm going to do and this is how I'm going to do it.
All right, with the how to do it and bring it to life, I mean, those statistics are scary. A lot of fundamental private sector investment has been pushed into incubation of young businesses, etc. Let's look at funding, because I think ultimately the idea of investment and funding could be a scary thing, but does one really need capital to flow? I mean, the basics. Do you need huge capital to start your business?
This is going to be a very interesting one. So I'm going to take Loop, because I can only speak for our business.
Right.
We didn't get any capital investment.
Right.
So what we actually did was we worked at events. So we worked at partnership events with Sun International in Sun City on their golf event. So what would happen is we would actually get paid for those events. And we would only put the money that we got paid for those events on petrol and on food. Everything else that we had remaining, we put into a fund for the business.
Okay.
We then
okay.
worked and did more jobs with Sun International, specifically partnership events at Sun City. It got us the funds to start the business. Then what we did was, when we initiated and launched our business, we actually then used even the capital that we had received from that to get everything going, as well as the money that we received from our first few clients, we put it directly back into the business. We only took out for the expenses and nothing more. So to touch on the point where you asked me, do you need a huge investment? Do you need capital? I do think in some instances, yes.
Yeah.
But I do also believe it's possible to actually generate that capital and generate the funding necessary to launch your business. But now launching a business and making it more viable in the economy, that's a completely different segment altogether. So to launch a business, no. To make it more viable, yes.
And what would make it more viable, essentially, when it comes to, you know, making sure that you have traction with bigger clients? Because surely growing small, like you've indicated, in getting your own capital and then injecting back into the business is critical. And that means you can start with that big funding, unless you have a huge product. Right.
Okay, so viability in the economy, I think it's something where you can pay your salaries, you can pay your workers' salaries, you can put into corporate social responsibility, because I do believe that every business, whether you're an SME or bigger business, you need corporate social responsibility, not because it's a necessity on paper, but because it should be a necessity in growing forth the South African economy. So to actually create viability for a business, and what is viability for a business? It's being able to give back, being able to make enough for the business, and still having enough money to grow your business.
A lot of financial planning right there.
Yes.
And thank you for bringing corporate social responsibility. The bottom, triple bottom line reporting is critical. I think as South Africans, private sector, if we can think a bit more at large of how we inculcate that with depth into our business, there is more of an impact, right?
100%.
Are businesses understanding and getting that?
Yes and no, to be honest.
Right.
There's a large majority that don't.
I
think that's exactly what we need to push, is that corporate social responsibility is more of a need rather than just something that you have to tick.
Right.
You have
it's
to
not
actually,
ticking the boxes.
Exactly.
Thank you. All right. So, Chris, with all of this said, right, let's have a look at what would you say the top three skills are needed to be a successful entrepreneur? That's always a debate, right?
Some people
say you're not everyone's entrepreneur, but at 50% at large of unemployed youth, I guess you got that entrepreneur cap on, and now we got to know.
Yes. Okay. So personally, innovation. An entrepreneur needs to know how to innovate. By that, I mean, put an entrepreneur's mindset even into an existing business. That entrepreneur should know how to implement any kind of innovation in that existing company that will help grow that business. That is one of the most important things that we as entrepreneurs actually need to have and need to understand, is innovation. Because nowadays we're constantly creating things that already exist. So we need to innovate on those already existing products that are in the economy. Another one is self-motivation. An entrepreneur needs to be self-motivated. I know it sounds like something, again, that you
No, I'm with you on that.
You
but
Google,
it is.
But it's seriously, it's the truth. You need to be able to get up on those days when you don't want to, because believe you me, there comes those days, especially in year two, where you are having that day and that day is telling you no. You need to actually say, nope, I will get up today and I will push forward and I will further grow not only my business, but grow myself and grow my team.
Right.
So self-motivation is very important.
Critical. Yeah.
Thirdly, I do believe you need to have some form of people skills, because at the end of the day, people trust people.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
As much as we're moving into a digital age and we're in that digital age, it still is a thing where people trust people more than just products. So if you can engage with people on a level where they can actually understand you as a person and you can understand them as a person, you can understand not only their wants and their needs, but you can also build a relationship and build that trust, which I think is very essential in being a successful entrepreneur.
And being able to translate the products,
yes,
the business, so 100%. Forth and so on. Particularly, I think it's quite interesting in our cultural diversity in our beautiful country. ultimately, when you talk about people skills, essentially, and in the digital age, have you found that the trust is built on absolute authentic relation? Because there's business and a certain business coding, right?
Yes.
And an ethic that we deal with. And there's the new and old school businesses. How have these generations come together in a mixing pot for you?
I think what's been very interesting for us and for me personally as well is actually understanding that no matter where you come from, whether you come from a background that is far away, whether you come from a background that's down the road, whether you sit as a CEO or whether you're just the worker for that company, everybody identifies with each other in one way or another. And I think finding that link between not only the CEO and the worker, but finding that link between anyone, you as a business that comes into a company, finding that link that you can with the business itself, that's been what can actually make a successful connection and make corporates understand and make businesses understand and make people understand how and in what way you can benefit them more specifically. So I think what's been a great thing to see and what I think is when you actually engage with these businesses and you engage with them on a personal level, yes, there's business code, definitely, 100%. But you stay professional, but you still need to have that level of, okay, you know what? I am who I am. And you carry that throughout, whether you're in a business interview, whether you're on a Radio 2000 interview, no matter where you are, you still need to keep that identity of who you are. Because I felt that being authentic and being true to who you are, that's how corporates, that's how anyone, small to medium, that's how people understand people. Because at the end of the day, it goes back to that. People still trust people. So being authentic and being who you are, that's how you can actually grow a relationship while still being business code and sticking to the ethics of business.
I think that is invaluable. Absolutely amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Let's just briefly touch on the mindset at large of business in our country, perhaps. What kind of mindset needs to be applied?
Oh, that's a lovely question.
Good.
Yes, because this is exactly it.
It is, right?
The mindset.
Yeah.
What happens when you change or you create change or you even just influence change? You have to alter the mindset. So the mindset that we need to install in South Africa is this. I don't know if you heard Cyril Ramaphosa recently said in his speech, he said when he was addressing the nation, he said, entrepreneurship needs to become a formality in our school and not just something that is side dished. And he said side dished, something that is a formality. So now the lovely thing about that is if you see that and you see that entrepreneurship is exactly that, it's a formality and business is a formality, you can actually understand what Cyril meant by creating entrepreneurship in the economy. So what we need to do is we need to educate people's mindsets and make them realize there's a shift. It's job creation versus employment. So
absolutely,
we need to alter the mindset for people to go from job creation mindset. That's what we need to get them to, where now they're currently sitting at employment. So they seek employment. They don't seek to create jobs. They seek to be an employee. We need to alter the mindset through entrepreneurship in high school level and incubations, working with the youth, where we can alter their mindset and teach them that, no, you don't just have to walk into an employment position. You can actually create jobs yourself through various entrepreneurial spaces and through business ideas, through penetrating the South African economy. So that mindset is done at high school level, which I think we need to do, because that's when you need to grab it right by the horn. And also setting up further incubations where you can teach the youth and alter their mindsets in a way where they further can understand what it is to be an entrepreneur and how they can create jobs rather than just walking into employment.
Because less of them exist and the
yes.
world is changing and we need this innovation.
Exactly.
It's scary, it's exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, the mind of a young director. He's the director of Loop.Joburg, a digital agency or at least digital IT solution company that thrives on incubation and entrepreneurship and thriving in a world that needs this quantitative decision making or changeover. Chris, it's been a blast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful
Angela.
Mindset you hold. People can get hold you. Of you through loop.joburg.
Yes, okay.
Joburg,
so we have
right?
loop.joburg on the website. We have Loop Online on Instagram.
Yeah.
Loop Online SA on Twitter and Loop SA on Facebook.
All right.
That's
there it.
It
is.
Thank
Feeling
you so
good?
Much.
Thank you, Chris. There we go.